Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The KNKX Spotlight on Pacific Northwest talent over the next few weeks continues with a wife and husband duo, singer Kate Voss and guitarist Jason Gessel, performing as Sunday and Mr. Gessel. Lovers of classic pop songs from the mid-20th century, this is more than a vintage duo. They remind us that the best music is the kind you share with family and friends. Their latest release is the holiday album Dear Santa, Won't You Bring Me a Ring, which followed the wonderful Makes My Heart Sway from last spring. Please help me welcome Seattle sweethearts Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
Thank you. When whippoorwills call and morning is nigh, oh, welcome to my blue heaven. Oh, just turn to the right. Oh, there's a little one light. Oh, oh, will lead you to my blue heaven. See a smiling face and a warm embrace, a little room. Oh, a little loveliness, will those good old roses bloom? Oh, just Jason and me, and a puppy makes three. Oh, oh, how happy we'll be in my blue heaven.
In my blue heaven.
Sunday and Mr. Gessle live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX. Kate Voss singing and playing melodica and Jason Gessle on the guitar, which leads me to my first question. Why not just Kate and Jason? Sunday, Kate?
Well, we were inspired by some of the old greats. I found a record for Jason, or Mr. Gessle, a few years ago while I was in New Orleans, and it was Mr. Roberts Plays Guitar. And I'm like, oh, it just sounds so classy, Mr. Roberts. And so when we got together, I got the nickname Sunday. That's actually a really long story, so you'll just have to ask me that at a show sometime. But I got the nickname Sunday, and one day he came in and he was like, you know what? It should be Sunday and Mr. Gessle, and it's fancy, and we are different people, and we can kind of live out our alter egos in front of people.
Now, I want to go back to actually Kate and Jason for a bit and learn a little bit about your musical history. Kate, was it jazz when you were growing up for you, or what were you passionate about musically?
I've always been very passionate about singing, and I've been singing since, I don't know, as long as I can remember. And I didn't really get into jazz until I was about 20. I started teaching piano in West Seattle at Westside Music Academy, and one of my students happened to be Gina Matassa, who is Greta Matassa's daughter. And so,
ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. And so I was like, hey, do you want to do some trading? And she agreed, and she really just opened up many, many doors for me and has been my mentor and my teacher for years. And I just adore her, as everyone else does, I'm sure.
And Jason, we've actually spoken a little bit off air when you were here with Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints about your musical history, small town Wisconsin, and growing up, unlike a lot of kids with a guitar your age, not playing rock and roll, but playing jazz.
Yeah, I started out when I was really young wanting to be, you know, AC/DC, Motley Crue, hair bands, Winger, White Lion. When I was around, I guess, and I started to learn all that music, and then my band director was really into jazz. We had a really good jazz program at this really small school in Denmark, Wisconsin, and had a couple jazz bands, and she started doing combos, and that was as early as middle school. And I'm there with my pink guitar with yellow and blue splash paint, and she's like, do you want to go to jazz camp? And I'm like, I don't think I like jazz. She's like, just go to jazz camp. So I went, and there's all these other guitar players, and of course, amazing, you know, kids, high school kids that are just can just shred. And every one of them told me, if you learn how to play jazz, you can play anything. So if you want to play metal really well, you need to learn how to play jazz. It teaches you all your theory. So it was the summer after my sixth grade year, where I'm like, okay. And then they started playing me stuff. And I didn't know that a lot of this jazz existed. And a big one is Joe Pass and Herb Ellis. And once I heard those two, I'm just like, oh, this is so much better than all this rock and roll music I've been listening to. And it kind of blew me away to the point where I could not leave my room. And I practiced 4 to 6 hours a day through high school. And I wasn't into sports or anything. I'd spend my study halls and my lunch breaks in the band room. My band director was really cool, Mrs. Johnson. Thank you for allowing me to go there and just practice during study halls. I did okay in school. I did not have straight A's because I was playing guitar all the time.
That's the best excuse there is, young man.
Yep.
So, Kate, how did what's the origin story of your meeting? How did you get together? Was it a musical affair or?
It was. I was in a quartet for a while, and we basically played in West Seattle, a bunch of Shadowland and Skylark and places like that. And then I kind of drifted into other bands, did some country and pop and indie stuff, and I took a break from jazz, and I was really, really missing it. And my boyfriend at the time took me to go see Jason play, and I couldn't take my jaw off the floor and was like, oh my gosh, like he gets it, he understands this jazz thing, and what have I been doing? I've been taking a break and I hate it. And I tracked him down and saw him at a party and tapped him on the shoulder and very nervously said, will you play some music with me? And he said yes, and so we started playing music, and then very quickly fell in love, and here we are. Aww.
And boys and girls at home, if you need any more excuse to practice your guitar, there it is. What would you like to do for us next?
This is off our spring release, Makes My Heart Sway.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday and Mr. Gessel live on 88.5 KNKX. Kate Voss and Jason Gessel here. Great audience here live in our studios. A duo can perform in a lot of crazy places, including for some very peculiar audiences like SeaTac Airport. Sunday and Mr. Gessel can be found every once in a while. You've played at the airport. And I wonder, just to the top of my head, I'm thinking that could be some really strange audiences. But have you ever had any really great reactions from an audience that's walking by trying to get to a plane?
You know, anytime we do busking type of shows, like at the airport, or we play at Microsoft in their common area sometimes, the ones that surprise me are the kids. Any child that walks by is immediately aware of what's going on. They hear music, they stop. And actually, we just did a Microsoft gig the other day. And this adorable, maybe 3-year-old girl is walking by holding hands with her dad and just completely stopped in her tracks, stared at us for about 5 seconds, and then started moving like this. And her dad just let her dance for the entire rest of the song. And I was playing Shaker, so I'm over there dancing with her and stuff. And I just love little kids because they get it. They know what they know what's good, and they know what makes them move. And they're like, yeah. Music. And I'm like, you have really good taste, little kid.
Sunday, Mr. Gessle live in our studios. Their latest record. Well, they put out a Christmas album this past winter, but also last spring, Makes My Heart Sway. And I wonder how you went about choosing the material for the album. Jason?
For Makes My Heart Sway, the title track, Makes My Heart Sway, is a song I wrote for Kate when we were just starting to date.
It worked. I married him.
And that's the only original on that record. We'll be doing a new record this year, which will come out in 2018, which will be mostly original music. But writing music in the style of the Great American Songbook, Cole Porter, Johnny Mercer, et cetera, is so hard. They're the greatest songwriters ever, in my opinion. So I've thrown away hundreds of songs. I mean, it just, I write them and I play them and I record them on my phone or my, you know, used to be my mini tape player. Mm-hmm. And I listen to it. I'm like, this is horrible. So,
these guys set the bar pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that record, I was hoping to do some more originals, but, we tour a ton through the United States. I'm from Wisconsin, so I have a lot of ties back there. And then we developed nice relationships in Montana, North Dakota, really nice ones in Nebraska, Colorado, Ohio. And we even made it down south once. And as a duo, it's really easy to book ourselves. And we developed a bunch of material that when we were playing, we noticed people were really, really into. Like Nature Boy, which we just played. People really liked that song. So all the songs, we got done with our tour, I guess it was a year ago fall, right? And then we went into the studio and we're like, let's just play the tunes we know people love. And that's what we put on the record.
Well, I would love to hear that original tune if you've got it in you today.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's Sunday and Mr. Gessle with the title song of their recent record, Makes My Heart Sway, live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX.
When I think of you, all of my dreams become this way. Dreams of hues to paint, a lost dress made like a moonlit day that makes my heart sway, that makes my heart sway. Oh, 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 when I think of you, I feel the shadow of your spine drifting by for miles, with the scent of your breath on my neck. Yes, it makes my heart sway, it makes my heart sway. That makes my heart sway. that makes my heart swing. Oh, when I think of you, I feel the shadow of your smile drifting by for miles with the scent of your breath on my neck. Yes, it makes my heart swing. Yes, it makes my heart sway. Ooh, you make my heart sway.